Well, you always want to make a great impression because the aviation community is small. You are the one that's interviewing the flight schools, not the other way around. And yes, sometimes you will have to fill out an application, but at the end of the day, they all just want your money. So find one that will do the best job with it. Hello and welcome back, all of you lovely humans out there. And if you're new to the Aviator's Guide, thanks for joining me today. And thanks to all of my returning and new subscribers and followers. Your support is very much appreciated. As always, I'm your host, Holly Bellino, your friendly CFI, TBM, and Epic Pilot in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. As some of you may have realized that as hard as I try, I'm actually not perfect. So I do need to make a correction in regards to the episode I posted a couple of weeks ago on aircraft towing and using that as a way to build your flight hours. In that episode, I specified that you cannot get paid to tow sailplanes and gliders with only a private pilot certificate. Well, it turns out you can when operating under Part 91. According to Federal Aviation Regulation 61.113, you can indeed get paid to tow gliders. So if you find an opportunity for this, go ahead and get after it. And then send me a video of you in action. I'd love to see it. For my fellow DFW peeps out there, I hope all of your planes were tightly secured if they weren't in hangars, because we had some pretty gnarly winds out there across the Metroplex that caused some severe damage. So I hope all your flight schools took the proper precautions to take care of their birds so you can continue flying frequently and safely. Speaking of flight schools, that brings us right into our topic today of how to pick the right flight school for you. There are so many things you may not even realize you need to ask when you're researching flight schools, and that's where I come in, ladies and gents. I have recently met a fair amount of people out there who have expressed to me their interest in wanting to begin their aviation journey. So this is an episode for you guys, and an important one at that. And while flight school is only a short chapter in your aviation career, it could possibly be the most influential experience for you. And what I mean by that is, even though flight school tends to last from 6 months to 2 years, depending on many variables, it's what's going to set the tone for not only your aviation knowledge, but also how you're going to be influenced as a pilot. I have heard many horror stories from students having some incredibly unfortunate experiences during flight training, whether that was due to the staff, the aircraft, or the policies. And while no flight school is perfect, there are some things you need to look out for to ensure you get a proper education. And if you get nothing else from this episode, at least take this away from it. Your flight training is your education. It's your responsibility to advocate for yourself and respectfully and professionally speak up if something isn't working for you. If you think you would learn more efficiently a different way, provide some insight. If you think you need some more practice flights, request them. If you think you need a different instructor, get a new one. Don't ever think that you are stuck with whatever instructor you are given initially. You should be able to trust your instructor to not only properly and legally educate you as required by the FAA to pass your check ride, but to support you in becoming the absolute best pilot you can be. If you feel like you're getting anything other than that from your instructor, then you need to get a new one. And remember, the vast majority of instructors out there are instructors as a stepping stone. It's a way for them to build their flight hours. And unfortunately, some of them don't even want to be doing it. So don't let them just use you to build their flight time. It is their job to set you up for success. All right, let me just hop off my soapbox now so we can move on. Starting with the location of your flight school. While the location of where you do your flight training is really more of a personal preference, it really could be beneficial for you guys to train in a larger metroplex, as it will help you sharpen your skills as a pilot and even expose you to other aviation opportunities. Some of those opportunities could be to do some volunteering, join aviation clubs, or even sit right seat in a jet. You never know. There are more instructors and more flight schools from which to choose in these larger cities, so there's more competition for these flight schools to do better. Am I making it sound like you have your choice of where you do your flight training? It's because you do. If you are unable to move to a bigger city for training, don't worry about it. You will be fine and still get an education. Just get your training done so you can move on with your career. It does not matter where you get your flight training. It matters what you do with it. Well, you always want to make a great impression because the aviation community is small. You are the one that's interviewing the flight schools, not the other way around. And yes, sometimes you will have to fill out an application, but at the end of the day, they all just want your money. So find one that will do the best job with it. I called around to at least six different flight schools before choosing the one that I did. And six really isn't that much now that I think about it, because there are so many flight schools out there. But I chose to move out of state for mine because I had a friend who was going there and she said she enjoyed it. I would also get an associate's degree in aviation there. It was cheaper than a lot of the other schools I was looking at, and they awarded me a scholarship that included housing. So it was a no-brainer for me. That is something you guys definitely need to ask when researching flight schools, is if they have scholarship and or funding assistance available. If the school doesn't offer scholarships, you can get a bunch of them on your own through various websites. And you can also ask them if they can help you with the funding, whether it's getting a loan through them or through a lending partner. Either way, you gotta know how you're going to pay for it, because it can cost anywhere from $40,000 to $150,000. I know it's a lot, but it's an investment in yourself. You're also going to want to ask what the hourly rate is of the aircraft. Does that rate include fuel? How long is the typical flight lesson? What's the scheduling system like? Is it flexible? If there is unfavorable weather, do you have to fly? The answer to this may seem obvious, but you'd be surprised what happens. What happens if you have to cancel a flight, or if your instructor cancels? Who's going to notify you? You want to know these things, because at my flight school, I was charged $75 if you canceled a lesson, depending on the circumstances. Do they have any company partnerships with airlines? If so, which airlines, and what do those partnership programs entail? I'm actually a cadet for an airline through where I went to school, and there are stipulations in regards to those programs, one of which is you have to build your hours as a CFI. Here's a good question that a lot of people don't think to ask is, will that flight school provide insurance for you during your flight training? And better yet, when you are an instructor for them, will they also provide you insurance at that time? Also, how many aircraft does that flight school have? The more the merrier, because it makes it more available for you and other students, especially if there's some that are down for maintenance. Speaking of maintenance, how large is that maintenance team and how experienced are they? How many simulators does the flight school have? Simulators are a fantastic way to help you save some money while you're working towards your instrument rating. Do they have any multi-engine airplanes for training? You will need your commercial multi-engine add-on if you really want any kind of career in aviation. How many instructors do they have? And what's the process like to change instructors if it's necessary? If you want to get your flight instructor certificate, you need to ask them if they have the proper aircraft to do spin training, because spin training is a requirement to be a CFI. And also, if you want to be a CFI, ask the flight school if they hire their students to be CFIs for them. And if they do, what are the requirements to do so, and what are the chances that you'll get the job? There is one flight school I heard about that would not give their students their multi-engine add-on until they became flight instructors for them. So I'm sure a lot of them would have liked to know that beforehand. If getting more involved in aviation is something you're interested in to build some camaraderie, make some friends, or even just some study buddies, ask the school if they have any local organizations that you can join, or even a student council. My flight school did, and it was a great way for out-of-state students and out-of-country students to enhance their experience. Another big question is, does the flight school train via Part 61 or Part 141 or both? I have done two other episodes in regards to Part 61 versus 141 for your private pilot certificate as well as your instrument rating, so go back and check out those videos to give you a better understanding. It's very beneficial for you to know the differences. If you're doing Part 61 training, you're definitely going to want to ask, are there any ground classes included? And if there are, how much do they cost? Many Part 61 facilities do not require their instructors to teach ground classes, as there is no hour requirement of ground knowledge to be completed per Part 61 like there is for Part 141. If the training is for Part 141, there are a few more things that you're going to need to ask. Do they have an associate's degree or bachelor's degree program? You may not care about this, but if you want any kind of degree in aviation, this would be good to know. If you already have a college degree or some college credits, do any of those transfer to the associate's or bachelor's degree program with the school? I already had a bachelor's degree from the University of Texas at San Antonio, so most of the credits I needed for my associate's degree in aviation were already taken care of. And while degrees aren't always necessary anymore these days to get a pilot job, it can't hurt to have it. Also, as I mentioned in my episode, should you be a pilot, there are some added benefits to having an associate's or bachelor's degree in aviation. In order to get your big boy job in aviation, you need at least 1,500 flight hours. If you have an associate's degree in aviation, it knocks that down to 1,250 flight hours. And if you have a bachelor's degree in aviation, that knocks it down to 1,000 flight hours. So yeah, I'd say they're also helpful in that way. Also, if you're doing part 141, you need to know what the cost of the program will be if you're doing basic flight training versus an associate's degree versus a bachelor's degree. And part 141 is required to have some sort of ground classes worked into the program, so ask how often those ground classes are and how much they cost. Will the flight school be including any supplies for your flight training in your tuition? If so, what supplies are they? If they don't, how much do they cost to get them through the school? Can you get them another way without buying them through the school, like on Amazon? Some items you will most definitely need for your flight training are a headset, an iPad, for flight, testing materials, and a flight computer. My flight school gave me all of the supplies I would need for my training, but they did charge me an arm and a leg, aka $3,200, for those supplies, so I would have been much better off buying them on my own. You should most definitely pay way less than half of what I paid for supplies. But you know why I let my flight school give me a bag of overpriced supplies? Because I didn't know what I needed. I didn't know what a fuel sump was or a flight computer was. To help you guys know exactly what flight school supplies you will need, I made 2 episodes covering every single thing you could possibly need. So go check those out. I also created a PDF document with a list of those supplies, including links on where you can buy them. The link to that PDF is in the show notes, but make sure you go watch those videos first. It will really help shed some light on the topic for all of you. And I made all the mistakes, so hopefully you don't have to. The last things you're going to want to ask flight schools that you're researching are, what does that flight school think sets them apart from other flight schools? How does the application process work, and is there an application fee? And ask if they offer discovery flights, which they should. If you don't know what a discovery flight is, then you absolutely need to go on one. The flight school will send you up in the air in one of their planes with an instructor, of course, just kind of show you around a little bit and have some fun to see if it's for you. I still remember my first discovery flight like it was yesterday. My life literally changed that day because that's the day that I fell in love with flying. One thing to know about these discovery flights is they're not usually free, so you will have to pay for that hour you're up in the air. However, I was able to wrangle myself 2 free discovery flights from 2 different flight schools. I was still deciding between these 2 flight schools which one I wanted to go to, and they knew that, so they offered me a free discovery flight. And if you're looking at a flight school and they don't offer you a free discovery flight, ask for one, or at least ask if they can give you a break on one. All they can do is say no. Well, guys, that's it. That's everything I can think about to help you figure out what school is best for you. If anyone thinks I missed anything, feel free to send an email to youraviatorsguide@gmail.com, or if you're watching this on YouTube, just throw it down in the comments to help out your fellow pilots. I know this is quite a long list of items to cover for you guys to ask flight schools, so I did what any good CFI would do, and I made a list of these questions for you guys into a PDF document. The link to that document is in the show notes. Happy flight school hunting, guys. I know you'll make the right decision for you, but if you have any other questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'd love to help. And if you enjoyed this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to my channel. And if you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, please rate, review, and follow my show to get all the newest updates. Until then, keep calling those flight schools, and I'll see you later, aviators.